Now, Winchester citizens are invited to a town hall meeting at 6:30 tonight at Council Chambers. There'll be an update on the recent survey of the topic of communication and opportunity for discussion and input from the public. The meeting will also be live streamed on the city's YouTube channel. Samantha Schaefer of Lancaster has been reappointed to the Children's Trust Fund Board for a term ending in July of 2027. And Leonard Hubert of Granville has been appointed to the State Board of Pharmacy for a term ending in June of 2028. Both appointments were made last week by Governor Mike DeWine. New Albany Public Service crews will begin fall fire hydrant flushing today with an estimated completion date of November 3rd. Crews will typically be working on the project from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, there may be a brownish tint to your water after your neighborhood hydrant is flushed. It's just a side effect of the flushing. They say run the tap water for a few minutes, and it should clear the water up. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. The Ohio State Police and the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio recently collaborated to enforce laws pertaining to commercial motor vehicles on four major interstates, including 70 and 71. The initiative was from August 18th to September 13th, which resulted in decreases in commercial vehicle-related crashes along each interstate, with reductions of up to 81% compared to 2023. Members of the Mount Vernon Republican Central Committee have tapped Paul Mayville as city auditor. He replaced Terry Scout, who stepped down on September 6th after 30 years as auditor. A three-member screening committee was organized, and Mayville was the only applicant. He'll take the oath of office and begin his new position today. And AEP Ohio says more than 1,300 workers are making progress to get power restored to more than 55,000 customers slammed by the remnants of Hurricane Helene. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.